My sheep hear my voice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have a Good Shepherd Mass. We have one usually for each season of the year, and remember now we're in the time of thinking about our Lord's Passion, called Passiontide, and praying to Jesus in his sorrows and the Blessed Mother of Sorrows. But especially at this Good Shepherd Mass, we're thinking about being our Lord's sheep. Sheep need a shepherd, and our Lord is our shepherd. As a matter of fact, today we start out with animals, with sheep, and maybe some horses and things, because we go in spirit today to a church that we went to. Well, we go there every January when it's extremely cold. On the 16th of January is the feast day of a pope named St. Marcellus, and he stayed with this lady who was wealthy, and they made her house into a church, and they had mass there. And then the pope was arrested, and they made him, even though he was an old man, they made him work in the public stables of Rome. And that pretty near killed him, taking care of animals and shoveling manure and things. And so the priests got together and they sprung him, and he escaped. Well, the pagan emperor found out about it eventually, and he had gone back to the house of the lady that had been made into a church. And that's where the stational church is today. So many centuries later, we go there in spirit. Well, he went back there and he was saying mass again. And the emperor, to get revenge, made that whole house into a stables. And they put him as a stable keeper. And that was too much for him because he was already old and sick. And he didn't die too much longer after that. And so it's always a nice thought in Christmas time to think about this was a saint who took care of animals. And that's what, of course, the priest does too. He takes care of the sheep of our Lord, and our Lord is our good shepherd. So we start with that thought, and then we go to angels and great miracles and resurrection, because we're getting ready for Easter. So in the gospel today, our Lord says, if you won't believe me because of my words, you should believe me that I'm the Son of God because of my deeds, because of the miracles that he worked. He even, remember, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Well, today is the feast day of a great preacher saint who had the nickname of, we like nicknames, he had that nickname of Angel of the Apocalypse. And he was a Dominican, and his name was St. Peter Ferrer. And he lived during a time when there were several popes, and everybody was fighting over it by having armies and divisions and bloodshed, and it was a terrible time for the church. Well, our saint was raised up to help people to get to heaven in spite of all of that. And that's what he did. When he was young, he was extraordinary. He was a self-starter, very young, and he studied philosophy when he was 12 years old and theology when he was 14, and he was so gifted and so intelligent, my goodness. And he chose to become a Dominican, the friars, you know, of Our Blessed Mother's Rosary and of preaching. And then he had to follow a certain man who was going to be the pope into France and work for him, but he didn't want to, because he knew he wasn't really the true pope, and it got very confusing. And he got very sick, and he almost died, St. Vincent Ferrer did. But our Lord healed him, and he said, I want you to go and take care of people and preach to them and help them to get to heaven. And so he did. That was his life's work. So he had a big group of priests and of people that were with him, and they would preach sort of like a revival mission from place to place throughout all of Europe. And every morning, very early, they would have a high mass, because that's really the way to go. And then they would have a sermon, a long sermon. And St. Vincent spoke in his version of Spanish, but everyone could understand him, regardless of what language they they spoke. He went all the way up to England and Scotland, and he went over into Hungary. And in all of those places, that's the gift of tongues. That's the real gift of tongues. They understood him perfectly, and they would listen to the sermon. And St. Vincent, of course, he would fast and pray very much. And he had spent 2 years just studying the Bible, and he knew it by heart. And he had a gift to convert people. He converted Jews. He would go right into their synagogue and preach to them. And then the Jews would turn the synagogue into a Catholic church in honor of the Blessed Mother. He even converted Mohammedans, which you hardly ever convert, even less than Jews. But he did that because of his prayer and his holiness. One time somebody told him, "Excuse me, Father Vincent, but there's a very important person who's coming to hear you preach today." And St. Vincent thought, "Oh, I better look lively." And so he didn't say his prayers before preaching the way he would usually just kneel before the crucifix. Well, that's covered, but you know, that's our Lord on the cross there. He would just kneel and pray there for a long time. And then our Lord gave him the strength to be able to convert sinners. Well, one day he didn't, and instead he got all of his books out, and he was working and studying and taking notes and organizing his sermon very well. And the nobleman, who was an important man, went to the sermon, and he thought, well, it was a nice sermon, but he heard lots of sermons in his life. He didn't think it was anything so great. He wondered what the people were talking about. Well, the next time he preached, he didn't do that. He did what he usually did. He prayed before his sermon very hard and very long. And that day, when he preached, my goodness, the nobleman, who was pretty much of a sinner too, he heard our Lord's voice, and he got converted. And the reason for that, St. Vincent explained, was the first time it was Father Vincent who was giving the sermon, and the second time it was our Lord. So we should always, whenever we're going to do anything, we have to pray. Of course, you have to study and take notes and everything, but we have to pray. We often forget to, and that's often why we fall flat on our face. He was a great miracle worker. He called himself the angel of the judgment. A judgment in the Bible means when there's a time of trial or crisis or problems, and it makes the good people be better because they start really praying and offering up sacrifices and keeping God's law. The epistle today is all about keeping God's law, and he always insisted on that. You have to obey the Ten Commandments. And when you have a time of judgment, though, the bad people who don't keep God's law, they usually just get worse. But that's the judgment of God, and that's what he would preach. He's the patron saint of builders, St. Vincent Ferrer is, because he helped to build up the church at a hard time. But the real reason for that is because of my favorite miracle that he did. He actually raised people from the dead. One time he came across a funeral procession, just like our Lord in the Gospel the other day, and he just raised that man right up from the dead, just like that. That's what a great saint he was. But my favorite miracle was when he was a young Dominican, and he had started out working miracles, and he was working quite a few every day, and it was getting in people's way, and people were getting annoyed. And back then, in the ages of faith, sometimes they would give an order to a holy saint to say, "Father Vincent or Brother Vincent, no more miracles today, because it's just getting everything too upset and we're not getting our work done." And then he would have to obey and not work any miracles. Well, he was put under that order once, "No more miracles, Friar Vincent. You just go about your work and don't upset things now." Well, he was going to be obedient. He was just walking down the street doing what he was told when he saw a builder, a mason, who was laying brick, and he lost his footing, and he fell. He started to fall. He lost his hold. And St. Vincent thought to himself very quickly, "Now what can I do? I'm not allowed to work a miracle, and I must obey." So he said, "Oh, stay right there." And the man froze like this in midair as he was falling, halfway down to the ground. And then he ran back to the monastery, and he said, "Excuse me, Father Prior, may I please have permission to work just one miracle today because," and he told him what happened. And of course, the Father Prior was just amazed, and he said, "Yes, brother, you may go and work that miracle." So he ran back, and he said, "Okay, up you go." And he was frozen in air, and he went straight up again, back to the little ledge where he was working. as though nothing had happened. That's some of the great things that this saint did. We may not ever see great miracles like that, children, but our faith needs to be strong in to see the little miracles that God works still in daily life, still by answering prayer, still by our doing our duty. When we do these things, we're the good sheep of Jesus. We listen to him, and he becomes truly our shepherd. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.